Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Dalid Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. We're in Simen Shin Lamed Ches, and we're going to discuss two very important subjects on Shabbos: music on Shabbos and alarm clocks and watches on Shabbos. The Mechaber begins with Sif Beis. Yesh Matirim, there are those that permit Lomar Le'inu Yehudi Lenagin Bechle Shir Bechupos. They would have a wedding on Shabbos in those days, very uncommon nowadays, and they would permit someone to ask a non-Jewish person to play music at the chuppah on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Ches explains the Isra Shmas Kol Bechlei Shir, that the playing of a musical instrument on Shabbos ain't well Isra Drabbanan, is only Isra Drabbanan, and that is because of a Gezeira Shema Yisakin Klei Shir. If the instrument breaks, you may fix it, which would be an Isra Deraisa, so the rabbis instituted over here a prohibition against even playing it. And therefore, Vamir Le'ein Yehudi, telling a non-Jewish person to do something for you on Shabbos, Gamkin Eino El Isra Drabbanan, is only an Isra Drabbanan, and therefore you have the Isra Drabbanan telling a non-Jewish person to go play the musical instrument, which is only an Issa Derabbanan for a Jew, they have a Shvus Dishvus. This is a double Derabbanan, or B'makom Mitzvah, in the setting of a Mitzvah of being Mesameach Chosam Akala, he, Dein Simchas Chosam Akala, El B'chlei Shir B'shari. Since there's no better way to make the Chosam Akala happier than to have music at the wedding, so this would be permitted. The Chanal, B'simen Shin Zayin Sifhei, as we've already learned over there, Ayin Shom, go look there to see that this is allowable. However, there are places that are machmir not to allow this, unless the non-Jewish person was arranged to play before Shabbos, and you don't have to tell him anything on Shabbos, he just shows up at the wedding and plays. Or he comes on his own, and that would be also permissible to have him play on his own. This is brought down the name of the Knesset HaGdola. Don't leave now, as we'll see, this is no longer the custom nowadays. The Ramah then writes, Hagav, afilu lomar leini Yehudi, the Ramah is even more making, says, to even tell a non-Jewish person, l'sakein ha-klei shir, shari, mishum kvot chosim akala. He says, there's even a special dispensation to have the non-Jewish person fix the musical instruments, which according to many would be an Issa d'Araisa. Nevertheless, because of the simcha of the chosim akala, you'd be allowed to go and do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tess, Svirulei, the Simchas Chosam Akala, Odif Yosem Yishar Stam Dvar Mitzvah, that the specialness of the being Sameach, the Chosam Akala, making them happy, is even greater than other Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore, Alkemut Tehar Mira, Afilu B'tiket HaKli Shir Du Melocha Daraisa. This would be permissible even in the setting of fixing the instrument, if it's a Daraisa to fix the instrument for a Jew. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, according to the Vilna Gaon, Mvira Agroa, because of the Deazu Svara, Kedas HaMatirin Le'el B'Reish Ayin Vav, Siv Beis, B'chol Melocha Daraisa, Yidein Yehudi L'Tzorach Mitzvah. This is only according to the opinion that we brought down previously that said that you could ask a non-Jewish person even to do a Daraisa for you for a Tzorach Mitzvah. However, Vimkein L'Didan, however, according to us, the Sovereign Lalochi Kedas Rova Poskim Shosrim, the majority of the Poskim do not allow you to ask a non-Jewish person to do an Issa Deraisa for you, so then this would be forbidden over here, according to those Poskim as well, Gambazer Osir. The Ramah continues and he says, but if it's not for a chosen and kala, for another mitzvah, avo belav hachi osur, which the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud, wrote Salomar, bishar simcha shel mitzvah, for any other type of a mitzvah. For example, you go besudas mila, bebris mila, or besimchas Torah. Let's ask a non-Jewish person to go play some music for us. Osur afilu lomar le'eni Yehudi lenagi. Not only can't we ask the non-Jewish person to fix the instrument, but we certainly can't even ask the non-Jewish person to play the instrument in this situation. Im lo she'boyin miyatzman, but if they come on their own, o she'chino some erev Shabbos, or if they were told to do this before Shabbos, then it would be permissible. The issue footnote number 12 reminds us that we have already discussed, and we'll see again in the next Siman in Shin Lamed Tes, that one is allowed to dance and clap on Simchas Torah for covered Torah. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings out a very important tshuva, and he says, Ein and Shilz Tshuvas Mari Chelik Aleph Siman Nun Tes Sha'oser Lenagen B'Minim V'Ugo B'Shas HaTfila Ayide Ein Yehudi. On Shabbos you can't go, the Mari says, and ask a non-Jewish person to play for you Minim V'Ugo. These are various types of musical instruments, normally translated as an organ and as a flute. I saw it translated as a lute and pipes during the Tfila via a non-Jewish person. And then he adds, Ayin in Chelus Shuvas Chasam Sofer, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Chasofer in Chelik Shishi, Simen Pevav, was very much against Shehevi Rayos Lesor Af Bechol. Never mind on Shabbos, but even on a weekday, a Jewish person, and certainly a non-Jewish person, should not be playing musical instruments in the shul and Nagim Beveis HaKnesses Bishas HaTfila. Or bifrat b'Shabbos ain't shum heter, and certainly on Shabbos there's no permissibility. Why was the Chasam Sofer so much against even of the playing of an organ in the shul? So he says, and I quote you from that tshuva, Nasar lanu midin Torah. He felt that this was an Isser Torah of b'chukosem lo silechu, and he says chok lahem v'lo lanu. This is their way of worship, to go and play organs in their churches and in their temples of worship, and therefore for us to do so would be following chukos ha'akam. And he was very, very much against the playing of musical instruments in shul, even on a weekday, and alachas kama v'kama on Shabbos. However, the Ramon now brings down a very lenient opinion. He says, "Umiyo bisman hazeh, nowadays, nagu lahakel." Nowadays, in the time of the Ramon, several hundred years ago, he says the minig was to be mekel mitam sheyisbar b'simin sha'achazeh le'inyan tipuach v'rikud. Why do we allow you to go and clap and dance on Shabbos? Because there's no concern that a person's going to go and fix their musical instruments because they don't know how to fix the musical instruments. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph. Rotzu lomar, hamir le'nagim v'shar simcha shel mitzvah, to allow the non-Jewish person to play for you at other Simcha Shel Mitzvahs on Shabbos, like a Bris Milah or on Simchas Torah, he says they became the minhag to permit this. Ublavush mashma the also came to Simchas Chosam Kala. However, Lavush, he still brings down that you shouldn't do this except at a wedding, and he says I am the El Yerav Hashem for additional details. Now, Dishu footnote number 13 brings down the Psak Halacha LaMaisa that we all hold by, and he brings it down in the name of the Aruch HaShulchan. Bizmanenu, Shebechol HaMedinos, Noagim B'Zeisa, everybody doesn't allow a non-Jewish person to play a musical instrument nowadays, even for Simchas Chosam Mekala. And certainly, v'lo yom ha'lenoch, we love ha'lenagim b'Shabbos, avilu b'yarev Shabbos. And we don't ask the non-Jewish person even before Shabbos to come and play for us on Shabbos. And kal v'chomer, she'en loma b'Shabbos, l'sakin klishir. And certainly, we don't tell them to go fix the musical instruments on Shabbos. And the ein l'shanos es ha'minog, this is the well-accepted minog throughout Klal Yisrael. And the Ben Ishchai also brings down, shekvar is batal l'gamri ha'minog, she'yonoch v'menagim l'flei ha'chosim b'tzeisum b'beis ha'knesses, b'shachos al-beiso. Likewise, they used to have a custom that they would go and play musical instruments to accompany the chosin home from shul on Shabbos, v'lo yizocha, v'lo yipokidot, and we do not do this, and this should not be done, and that is in fact the halacha l'maisa. The lenient opinion that previously existed, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, Pirish, Kivin the Medina, Yeshomim, Dohavile, Le Mishri, Le Nagin, Bizmanenu, Bethleishir, that they originally did allow you to go and ask a non-Jewish person to go play for you on Shabbos at this Divrei Mitzvah, because because nobody knows how to fix an organ anymore. Nobody knows how to fix a piano or a guitar. And therefore, there is no concern that by playing it, which is only the Rabbanon, that you come to fix it, which is a Daraisa. And therefore, and that's why they originally, again, not today, but they originally permitted a non-Jewish person to be asked to go play a musical instrument for you on Shabbos for a Dvar Mitzvah. And then he says, "Dayin the Morgan Avram sheiskim da'al koponim also lomar leinu yehudi l'sakin haklishir." But even then, the minhag was not to ask the non-Jewish person to fix the klei shir for you on Shabbos, only to play it. And even when it was v'afilu mishum kvod chosam akala, the minhag was not to ask the non-Jewish person to fix the musical instruments. Again, halach lemaisa, we do not, under any circumstance, even simchas chosam akala, ask a non-Jewish person to play music for us on Shabbos, and I dare say that we follow the psak of the Chasam Sofer, that we do not play musical instruments in shul as part of our davening. Now we go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Zug HaMekashkesh L'shos. If you have a clock over here that will go and make noises, bell will ring at set times, L'shos, it will go off at certain times, also Yadei Mishkolos, this is done by various weights and mechanical, not electrical methods, Mutuli Orcho, the Mechaber tells us that one is allowed to set such a clock, Ulachino Mibo Yom, and to prepare it on Erev Shabbos, Kidei She'elech V'Kashkesh Kol HaShabbos. So it will go off. You have a clock that goes off every hour even, or your clock that you want, you wake you up for Shachris. So you're allowed to go and set this on Erev Shabbos in order that the alarm will go off, the bell will go off, and wake you up on Shabbos. That is permissible, the Mechaber says. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Gimel explains, Rotsu Loma, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Amora shows a watch, Shekorin Zeger, a watch, Sha'osu lehashmiya kol, lehodia hashos, that it goes off at set times to announce the hour. You have a cuckoo clock, for example, that goes off every hour, or you just want to set an alarm, and it will go off at a certain time to wake you up for mincha, wake you up for shachris. So then, this is permitted. Dirshu footnote number 14 brings down, that this is true, even if it's going to go off every hour, like a cuckoo clock will go off every hour. So the Shailas of Shuv, Sholem Eishav, brings down, Mutr l'orchomer of Shabbos, Kedesh Shifal b'Shabbos. There is no problem in having it go off even every hour, as long as it was set up before Shabbos. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yudalit. Hainu, the lo chayshina, we're not concerned over here that somebody's going to hear this. Kishishishmu kolo, people can hear this cuckoo clock, they can hear this bell, and they're going to say, oh, yachshadu sheiricho b'Shabbos, oh, this guy's doing this on Shabbos, he set it up on Shabbos. Because everybody knows the way a alarm clock works. Dahakol yodim shadarko la'richo me'esmol. Everybody knows that this was set before Shabbos, and you didn't do any action on Shabbos, and therefore it is permitted. Now, we really haven't been talking so much about setting an alarm clock, really, for Shacharis and Mincha, like I just mentioned. We've been talking about that the alarm will go off at a set time, for example, every hour. The issue footnote number 15 really explores more the setting of a clock to wake you up in the morning for Shacharis, or you want to set an alarm for a specific time during Shabbos. So he brings down from Moshe Feinstein's that's out in the Shalos Hatshuvos, Igros Moshe. She'im nishma hatziltzul michutz lecheder. If the alarm clock, the sound that's being made when it goes off in the morning, is able to be heard outside of the room that you're sleeping in, and in other words, other people in other rooms will be able to hear it, Osir, he says that that's forbidden, Mishum Afsha Milsa. Ramosha Zatzal was very strict about making various loud sounds on Shabbos. He wouldn't let you have an air conditioner go on Shabbos, for example, because of this Afsha Milsa. Again, many disagreed with him in regards to the air conditioner, but that is a subject for another time. In any event, he didn't allow this alarm clock to be set if other people could hear it. Since it was the normal way that people would set these alarm clocks the previous night to go off the regular morning and a weekday, and when people will hear this on Shabbos, they'll be choshesh that he maybe set it off on Shabbos. That's the problem over here with Afsha Milsa. If it's only in your own private room and nobody else can hear it, Rav Moshe would allow it. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman was much more makel, and he said, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said, She'ein issa bedover, there is no issa whatsoever if you set the alarm clock on Erev Shabbos, v'lo choshishu she'yachshudu bo she'kivin es ha'shom Shabbos, and nobody's going to suspect that you actually set this on Shabbos. What about using the mechanical device, again, not an electrical problem over here, but making a mechanical lifting up of the plug so the alarm will ring on Shabbos at a certain time? So the Shelus Teshuvas Or Letzion says that this is permissible. She'ein ha'pamun mashmiya kol miyad, because when you do this, it doesn't make the noise right away. It's only going to do this at a later point in time. La'achar zman. And therefore, it's only a grumma in regards to an issa d'rabbanon shel hashmas kol, and he permits it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal as well writes, she'af ein bekach issu mishum av shemilsa. He adds that there is no problem, like Rav Moshe had said, about av shemilsa in this situation. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees, and it's brought down in his name, She'osu l'vtoch b'Shabbos es nitzeres ha'shon k'dei she'itzaltzot. You wouldn't be allowed to go and make the alarm be able to go off on Shabbos. However, in the Sefer Oz Nidbaru, he argues that that was not the opinion of the Chazon Ish. What about having your telephone have some sort of an alarm go off with various songs? So Rav Nissen Karo L'Shlita says, Osu lasos k'en, that you can't do. Kiven she'itzaltzel ha'telefon b'Shabbos, yavo lachshod she'yehudi osa is b'Shabbos. People are going to be concerned in that situation because telephones have multiple purposes that you would be setting the alarm or using the telephone on Shabbos. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tesvav. The Mechaber had told us that one is allowed to go and set the alarm on Erev Shabbos, that it should be able to go off on Shabbos. But now we're talking about, what about the watch itself? V'la'achino mibod yom. So the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tesvav explains that you're not allowed to set it on Shabbos. Avol b'Shabbos. Lo miboya, certainly, the im amad, if the clock is stopped, the also la'achino she'elach, you're not allowed to go wind the clock on Shabbos. That would certainly be forbidden. And he says, "Afilu rak b'nianua chut habarzel shemisnaneya," and even to go and pull on the strings that somehow make this go over here, the yesh was that is a Torah lekama poskim, to wind this watch or the equivalent of pulling on these strings to make the watch go on Shabbos. He says, according to some poskim, that would actually be an issa Torah, the heavy bichlal tikkun mona, because this would be included in fixing your instruments on Shabbos, fixing your kli on Shabbos. He says, El afilu ba'oda holech osur, and even if it's going, one wouldn't be permitted to go and wind it, gamkin limshol chamishkolos, to go and continue to make the weights over here work in the way the clock would go. Oh, beteshin or, which is a pocket watch, chut hamoshe chagagalim, to go and wind over here the thing that makes it move. Shelo yivso kilucho, you wouldn't be allowed to wind it even if it's already working on Shabbos, unless you're talking here, imlo litzorech chole hatzorech lekach. Unless, for example, it's for a sick person, needs to know what time it is, so you give him medication every 5 hours, so that will be allowed to set it for a sick person to keep it going. And likewise, one would be permitted to go and wind it more, even if it's already going over here, if you can't find a non-Jewish person to do this for you. And certainly, and certainly to ask a non-Jewish person to do this for you, to wind this watch for you, for the needs of a chola, that's even if it's not going, you'd be allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to go and wind this watch for you on Shabbos. Furthermore, the da'od, the Mishnah Berurah says, the osan mori shows, those watches over here, shekor and teshen, or these pocket watches, shirogil lefomim kisha'omed v'nifsak mihilucho, hu menaneo b'miktas achozil ilucho, you have these automatic winding, self-winding watches that when you move them, they wind. Tzarech lizor, shalol nanel b'Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, you're not allowed to go and move this on Shabbos because you're going to be winding on a Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not allowed to wind watches on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah concludes that you're not allowed to wind the watch on Shabbos. There is a lot to be said about this, however. And let's look at some of the Dirshu footnotes. So we won't have time to do all of them. So let's go to Dirshu footnote number 17. To the end of the footnote, the last paragraph. Ulegabe hafsokas tziltzul shon ma'ore, to go and stop an alarm clock that is already going off. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down shebishon ma'ore mechani. If you have a mechanical mechanism over here, mutul hafsiko afli acha shehischa l'tzaltzol, you'd be allowed to go shut off this bell over here that's going off. Again, we're talking non-electric. You could shut off the alarm that is going off. Kivin she'osir rak pu'ula, since all you're doing is an action, l'minias hashmas kol, to stop the noise from being made. However, bishon ma'orer chashmali, if it's an electrical alarm clock, also lasses can, you certainly can't do this, because when you're shutting off the alarm over here, you're changing the electrical pattern over here, and according to Chazon Ish, it would even be an issur deraisa of bone v'soser, of making or breaking a utensil, a bone issur. And this is also the opinion of Ayashu Zatzal, as well as the Shelos Uchuvus Or L'Tzion. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita says, also lahafsik is that tziltzul b'Shabbos. He's even more machmir and says, you wouldn't be allowed to go shut off even a mechanical alarm on Shabbos. The issue number 18 brings down, ulechavin es machoge hashon l'shoa hanechona, to go and set the right time on the watch. It's working to set the time on it correctly. So if a Yashiv Zatzal brings down, this is permissible. And there's also Pesach of Rishol Mazalman Zatzal, brought down in the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa. And he explains, she'ein b'zeh shum tikkun b'guf hashon, you're not really fixing the watch, you're just straightening out the time on it, which is allowed. However, he brings down from the Kaf HaChaim, she'bi Yerushalayim no'agim b'zeh isur, they didn't allow this in Yerushalayim. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita was even more machmir, he says, oz l'aso kein at all, mishum tikkun mona, he felt that this was fixing the watch. The issue footnote number 19 brings down, in the sense that you're allowed to go and wind the watch when it's already going, for example, for a chola, tzidin, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down, this would be even if you're going to go and set the alarm at the same time. You're not interested over here, you're just interested in making sure that the watch is working, so even though it's going to cause the alarm to go off, that's not a problem. The issue footnote number 20 discusses more what the Mishnah Berurah talked about in these self-winding watches. He says, "Shon yad she'orech es atzmo ayde tunuas hayad." A watch that you're wearing that, as you move your arm, will self-wind. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, "Shin eino poel osu lavo to Shabbos." If it's already stopped, then you're not allowed to go and wear this and wind it on Shabbos. However, if it's already working still, and you're winding it, so to say, by moving your arm, is just going to allow it to work for a longer period of time, he says that that is permissible. His reasoning is that the watch isn't considered broken, because it's actually working right now, and therefore all you're doing is adding additional time to it, and that's not called tikkun mona. And it's not called also binyan bekelim, bedavar she'eino tzorech ma'is uman. It doesn't require a specialist work, so to say, to wind this over here. And also, shedavar nasa kama v'kama pamin b'yom, eino nechshav makab v'patish. You can't say that this is mitzakin mona, makab v'patish over here, because you're doing this action hundreds of times while you're moving your arm. And likewise, Rav Yashiv over here says, it's mutter la'anod shon otomati. You're allowed to use the self-winding watch over here as long as it is working, just like Rav Shlomo Zalman said. On the other hand, Rav Ozer Zatzal and Shevet Alevi adds some additional caveats. And he says, if the watch would be lasting long enough with the winding that's already in it to last till after Shabbos, so then you'd be allowed to wear it and wind it additionally because it's a psik ratio de lo nichole. It's not doing you any good by the fact that you're winding it additionally because it has enough winds in it already that it will last till after Shabbos. But if not, or if you're talking about where there's a yontif after Shabbos, so then your winding is a benefit for you, then it's not a psik ratio de lo ichpatle anymore, but it's a psik ratio de nichole, and therefore you're not allowed to do this according to Rav Osner. On the other hand, there are even more machmir psak halacha. The Chazon Ish says you're not allowed to wear such a self-winding watch. And Rav Nissan Karlo Shlita says if it's already on your hand, then you can continue wearing it, but you wouldn't be allowed to put on your hand lechatchila, or if you took it off, to re-put it back on your hand, a self-winding watch on Shabbos. There's much more to be said about this. I ain't in the rest of the Dershu footnotes, but that will conclude today's shir for now.